The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello. Good day, everyone. Hope this is audible. I'm sure the chat will let me know one way or another. So nice to be back with you. Yeah, it's been a bit. Seeing all the smiles and bows and hearts. A fabulous way to start a Monday. So the topic I have in mind for the week is the Buddha's teachings on social and communal harmony, which I'm relating to as a sort of complement to Meg Goller's teachings last week on the training in emptiness. Well, let's start with a sitting. Let's find our way into our familiar, upright, steady meditation posture. Let's start with a few deep breaths. Connecting deliberately with this body. A few deep breaths. Feeling our way. Feeling our way into alignment. And feeling our way into relaxation. And with this connection with the breathing as our basis, let's begin this process of steadying our attention with the body here and now. breath by breath, with a steady attention. Sensing the particulars. Warmth and coolness. Stillness. Trembling. Steadily, moment after moment, breath after breath, tuning in to those inner senses, those inner senses that are knowing moment by moment what's happening in this body. Now, if it's available. Within this field of the body and mind, staying sensitive, I'd invite you to give a little bit of attention to the arising of any impulse at all, any impulse. The intention arises to scratch an itch, move the body, and deliberately take up a thought pattern. Could be anything. Steadily sensitive to this body and gently monitoring any impulse that arises. Right there at the impulse. Is there a sense or a feeling of its quality? Is it moving us toward wholesome, beneficial action? Or is there a quality to the impulse of unwholesomeness? Not to judge, but just to see. What's the quality of this impulse as it comes and inevitably goes? Thinly sensitive to this body and mind. Mindful as impulses arise. Mindful as impulses pass away. Sensing their quality. This is one way in to wise view.